My battle started when he started preschool and we just moved here. They wanted to put him in the only classroom in that preschool that didn't have typical peers. I stopped that from happening before the school year even started. I contacted an attorney and we had just moved out here. That was the first and foremost in my brain because we had moved to this particular school district because they had this type of preschool where there was at least some access to typical peers. And not just because I feel like, okay, preschool, he needs to be getting this particular type of experience with typical peers, which I do think is important. But because I have heard that if you start the ball rolling and he's not included in preschool, then it's going to be that much harder to get him included down the road. And so that's so terrible. The federal government does not mandate that school districts provide preschool to everybody. That means that there are going to be places where there are preschools that they have created for the kids who need them based on the IDEA Act, that they're providing this education to kids from three and above who have special needs, but they don't need to provide that for typical kids. And so that is where the gap is in the preschool level, because school districts don't need to provide that for typical 3 to 5 year olds, you know, until they go to kindergarten. We're going to be educating kids with special needs altogether, and there's no typical kids to go there, right? And so that's where I think the problem falls a lot of times. And so if that's the case, then for them to use that as an excuse as to why the child can't go into gen ed as kindergarten, it's like, well, that's your problem that you didn't have a school that was just gen regular school. But I also think that they created that school and opened it up for typical kids so that they wouldn't have lawsuits for parents like me who would have said, no, he's not being educated alongside his peers. We're going to go to a private school and you're going to pay for it, which is what a lot of parents do. And they try to figure out how to navigate that system. He got into where I wanted him to be in preschool so that I could pave the way for him to go into the gen ed. After that year, I think they realized that I was going to fight. The first thing I did, I got there, I was standing up to them and saying, this is not the placement I want for him. I wanted to be in a classroom with typical kids. I want him to switch to one of the other classrooms. They did it. And so I think from that point forward, I've always gotten the best case scenario. So then his second year in preschool, he moved into the next, like the classroom that's kind of more geared towards preparing the kids for kindergarten. And that teacher was great. And she was really helpful. And she asked me at the beginning of the year when we had our IEP meeting, what's your plan for him for next year? So she asked me, she said, you want gen ed? And I said, yeah. She said, that's what I thought. How did she know that? I'm sure they talked about it, right? I'm sure they knew that this is the mom that wants her kid in, I mean, do or die. She's gonna have her kid there. So we're going to just do it because she's going to fight. And I would fight them